This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Just so people aren't confused, Steve Bannon said that Governor Romney ducked service in Vietnam because he had a religious exemption. He went over, he was a missionary right. in France, which is a strange thing to say, given that his president, Trump, had many, many deferments from the Vietnam War. Let me, Molly, switch to you here on the question of Al Franken. You wrote about him this week, and you said he really didn't want to leave the Senate.
But he really didn't seem to. I mean, if you saw the farewell speech that he gave, first of all, it took a lot of pressure to get him to resign. And what you saw was more than half of the Democratic caucus had to come out publicly. It wasn't enough. You know, we knew that there was pressure from behind the scenes on Senator Franken, and he resisted that pressure. And that was why his colleagues were forced to come out publicly, all the way up to the Democratic leader, Chuck Schumer. And then finally, very grudgingly, Franken got up there on the floor of the Senate and said he believed it was ironic that he was resigning given the allegations against President Trump and against Roy Moore. This is a sort of whataboutism argument of the kind that we sometimes hear Trump make, right? Why is it fair that you're persecuting me? Look at what crooked Hillary did. It's the same kind of argument. And not only did he not apologize for his alleged misconduct, he took pains to clarify that he hadn't actually admitted to anything, and he cast doubt on some of his accusers. But he did accede to this pressure. There's a lot of resentment and disagreement in Democratic circles about whether this was the right thing to do. A lot of Democrats talking about where they're setting the standard and whether it's fair. Minnesota Democrats very sad to lose Franken. The National Party sad to lose someone who's probably the biggest fundraising draw for Democratic candidates across the country. And now you have a situation where, given that Minnesota was quite close in 2016, whoever the governor appoints to fill this seat is going to have to run again in 2018. And that could possibly be a tough race.
All right, we're going to pause that there. We'll be back in a moment with a little more.
Well, Molly Ball there talking about Franken, and you and I, Scott, were discussing this. I'd be surprised if he leaves, without going through the process of an ethics committee evaluation. And, and it may not be sooner. I think he'll fulfill his time and go from there. But
I told you, I think it all comes down to what happens in Alabama. I think if Moore loses, I think that he steps away.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if Moore wins, I think they go, see, you allowed him in, so we're going to keep our guy too.
Exactly.
And I think that's entirely what it depends upon.
Well, and of course, all eyes on Alabama for tomorrow's election. Moore right now leading, I guess, by 4 or 5 points, still very close to call and within that margin of error. But Fox News is reporting the name of the terrorist as Akhied Ullah from Bangladesh, 27 years old. He had a vest. And it went off prematurely. They were saying a pipe bomb, but it looks to me like it was a suicide vest. When I saw some pictures, they showed pictures of him lying on the pavement there, and looked like a suicide vest. And there were some wires coming from it. But as being reported, it went off prematurely. 4 people injured, including Akhied Ullah. And so this is the latest. Even Mayor Bill de Blasio said the explosion was an attempted terrorist attack. So even more so, especially after the earlier announcement by ISIS that they were targeting New York. If you remember that meme that they sent out to everybody saying that, Merry Christmas, and that, there could be danger in New York coming soon. Well, this is a little preview, I guess, of potential things to come. So as Sebastian Gorka says, our first line of defense has to be us and it happens the very moment we leave our front door. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We're coming on 5 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Alrighty.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. That's where it is. As we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads, our next guest is going to address the propaganda, the information out there. Some would call it fake news. Some would call it commentary. Whatever it is, the fact of the matter is that information that's out there is helping to form a worldview and opinion. And Marianne Clyde says that questions that this might lead to us being propagandized, and if that is the case, then we need to be aware of how to resist getting sucked into all these narratives that are out there. Marianne Clyde, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, thank you. Great to be here.
Hey, good to have you with us. As a therapist, you say you're constantly aware that one side sounds correct and credible until you hear another perspective, right?
That happens with couples all the time. It
happens with our kids. Yes, our kids do this to us. It's all practice for the big world. And right now we're into it big time in this era of social media that we live in, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We've got a lot to, we have to learn to pay attention. Instead, we've been kind of conditioned to react. You know, we get triggered because somebody says something that we disagree with, or we don't like the person on TV that's talking, or we tune into a regular radio or a TV show that has a certain slant, and we begin to react and shut down the opposition. And if that doesn't work, then we begin to blame them for something. And if that doesn't work, then we make stuff up.
Yeah.
And if we're only listening to one viewpoint and one talking head, except for you, we just know you're very open.
You're so wonderful. Thank you, Marianne.
But the fact is, you know, we get reactive and we stop thinking. And that's a dangerous place for a country to be.
Well, stop thinking, stop asking questions.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that some ideologues would want you to do. I mean, we went through 8 years of this previously where we had such a national influence on the perspective that the elites knew better than we did. Fortunately, Main Street America says, I don't think so. We're just not going to talk to you. And so when you're not talking with somebody, you know, to your point, you know, you're cut off from information. You think you're large and in charge, but the people that really make the difference just have tuned you out. They're just not paying attention to you.
That's exactly right. And so we really have to pay attention to, you know, I was even talking to somebody at a cocktail party the other night that I know believes differently than I do on many political issues and so forth. But we were having a real decent conversation because we both agreed that you're only going to learn something from someone who disagrees with you. Well, you don't have to automatically agree with them, but you can learn something. There's always something to learn. And we have to take responsibility for the change we want to see.
Exactly. Yeah, as a friend of mine would say, be that change you want to see in others. I think that's a great challenge.
That name.
You got a what?
A foundation by that name. It's called Be the Change Foundation.
Oh, wow. Excellent.
And it's just, it's important for us to take personal responsibility. And I do think too many people are sloughing off on that in that arena.
Well, we've made accommodation for these exceptions. I mean, I think it's sad when you consider all the money that's being invested in academia today. And these kids are going to these safe places and campuses, and you can't talk about this. And you're just so upset with Donald Trump that even the Trump name just scares the holy peewad out of you. Are you kidding me? This is what it's come down to. I mean, what kind of contributor to the American narrative and to your community are you going to be if you're just scared because of who's president?
Yeah, we just say we're offended, and that will start a lawsuit. Mm-hmm. And these kind of things need to start early in the schools. We've stopped teaching our kids how to think. We've stopped teaching them to question the status quo. We've stopped teaching them to look into themselves and say, huh, does that resonate with me or not?
Right.
And if not, what does resonate with you? And let's talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But nope, we've shut up the conversation completely, and it's really, really important that we learn to undo that.
Well, heading into the weekend, to your point, you know, Lindsey Vonn was being interviewed. And, you know, it's the contemporary thing to do, you know, for some of these elites and people that think they're special, even in the sports regime as well, where they just want to, you know, it's cool to say you hate the president of the United States. But I thought it was really goofy and disconnected for her to say, well, I represent America, but I don't represent the president of the United States. Well, wait a minute. You know, he is the president of the United States. How do you bifurcate the president, you know, from the American people?
That's right, because it delegitimizes all the, you know, 50% of the country that voted for him.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to be very, very careful when we start speaking for groups of people as far as, you know, when you hear this happens all the time on the news, and it's very well intended most of the time, but it's, you know, they call it, the American people think this, the American people think that, the American people want this, the American people want that. And I often find myself going, I don't want that.
Yeah.
I'm an American person.
Right.
And so I need to find a way to make my voice heard as well.
Exactly. No, I cringe with those broad brush statements, especially coming from political aisles. And both sides do it, and I hate saying both sides doing it.
No, that's true.
It bothers me because it's like, well, give me the facts, you know, tell me 30%. But no, don't tell me 30%. We're just saying all of America feels this way. No, you know, just your point is that they say that, and I go, well, I think I'm part of America, and I don't feel that way. So you're wrong. So now what you've put out there, to your point, to anywhere 40-50% of America, you've delegitimatized yourself by, you know, trying to perpetrate a lie.
Right. And somehow that through that election cycle when Trump was elected, it became okay to do that. We became, you know, either nasty women or a basket of deplorables or whatever it is, and people would post these things not knowing that maybe I'm in one basket or the other, and you say you love me, but as soon as you find out what my politics are, I'm an idiot.
Yeah. Right.
And so very, very important that we start to take responsibility for that. And, you know, and how do we do that? But we start slowing ourselves down. We stop the overreaction. We have to take time every day to be still and listen to the quiet and the silence that lives in each one of us. The noise is just so much louder that it gets the attention. So we have to be intentional about calming down, slowing down, and thinking and listening and saying, what is really true?
Yeah.
You know, the facts don't represent the truth necessarily.
You know, we were having a conversation with the amazing Kreskin earlier today, Marianne, and I have this sense that maybe we might, through all these challenges, return to some sense of integrity. Not that it's going to be 100%, but to your point, people are going to slow down and say, who am I? What am I about? What am I projecting? But when we're rushing to things, we emotionally react, and then we find ourselves responding in a way that is not consistent with who we believe our character to be and how we want to be represented. That's the challenge and opportunity. Marianne Clyde is with us. We've got more to talk with her, so stay with us at 15 after.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
We the people.
Our family would get together on Christmas, and at the week before Christmas Day, we'd bake cookies and we'd pack them and we'd write a letter saying, you know, why we celebrated Christmas, and we'd go around and knock door to door and give cookies to our neighbors.
Well, our parents always made us go to bed by midnight, but then, of course, they always woke us up at 2 o'clock in the morning to start opening Christmas presents, so we only got a few hours sleep. there were five of us in our family, it would take like 6 hours for us to open our presents on Christmas morning.
Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, and thank you for doing such. Merry Christmas to you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Marianne Clyde continues with us. She's an expert in mental health in the workplace, speaking to businesses and associations about empowerment, team building, and relationship networking. She's a licensed marriage and family therapist and practiced for over 27 years. A book author, has written Peaceful Parenting, 10 Essential Principles, and Unleashed Practical Steps to Get Your Life Unstuck. And her new most powerful book to date, Zentivity, How to Eliminate Chaos, Stress, and Discontent in Your Workplace. Marianne, real quick, just to get this information, because sometimes, you know, as we converse, then we'll miss some important things. If people want to be in touch with you, how can they connect with you?
The best way to connect with me right now is with this current book, Zentivity.guru. There's information about the book, plus there's information about our membership site on how to implement the principles that make you be the leader you want to be. Whether you're in a leadership position or not at the moment, it's an important thing to learn these principles so you're not so reactive like we were talking about in the first segment.
Exactly. Well, we talk about eliminating chaos. I don't know if you eliminate as much as you manage it, stress, discontent in your workplace. And some, you know, and today the workplace is really having the light shine in ways that maybe we didn't want to talk about, because whether it is Hollywood, you know, the casting couch of Hollywood, or even in Congress, where we the people are paying $17 million to assuage some bad behavior from some congresspeople, that we've still yet to hear the details on that. And I don't mean to make it seem like we need to hear the sort of details, but I think if we're going to really deal with the problem, it needs to be out in the daylight, doesn't it?
Right. I think change is always uncomfortable and people resist it. But if we continue to resist change because it might get messy, then we're not going to improve our country, our world, our political system, and what you're talking about before, about the integrity of each individual person and the integrity of our government.
No. And it is messy, and it's quite messy, because I say that, you know, in 1999, we didn't address this situation. We had a president of the United States involved with what we would call sexual harassment, and it put out a bad message. I mean, in fact, in my observation, Marianne, it ignited another sexual revolution that is underreported. People don't want to talk about it. And now here we are. We've circled back to deal with this problem, and it's much more complicated, because if we don't take care of a problem right away, then it does get more complicated. And we're feeling, to some degree, the impact of where, you know, senators are no longer in office, congressmen are retiring early, you know, and but the thing is, that to me, that's minor compared to the women and men whose lives have been affected because they've been abused. You know, what kind of leadership did we miss out on along the way? What kind of ideas? And to me, the biggest human victory is the fulfillment and expression of one's character and what they have to offer the marketplace. And that's been thwarted. And to me, I almost think that's you know, I don't want to say it's as big a sin, but you speak to, you know, the very integrity, the very aspect and essence of an individual, and you've destroyed that. And I just think that's it's almost beyond description. I'm not even sure how to put it in words.
Well, you know, you made a point before the break about being the type of person we want to be, and we actually find ourselves following the crowd, because the crowd generally doesn't like change and doesn't like discomfort, and so we end up taking what looks like is going to be the easy way. We push stuff under the rug, we ignore it, and then we find out that maybe we don't even like ourselves very much, because we didn't stand up for that particular person, or we didn't push that issue like we could have. And we don't have to be ugly about pushing an issue. We don't have to be evil about pushing an issue. But we do need to be consistent even though it's hard to stomach sometimes, we need to slowly chip away at things that need to change to make our country the way we want it to be. Does it represent me? Does it represent you? And if it doesn't, then we have to change ourselves in a way that is consistent with the way we want the country to be, because you are correct. We can't change the what creates the chaos. That's always going to be there. There's going to be people that are going to be involved in bad stuff. There's going to be stock market changes. There's going to be involved with people who differ from us. But we have to take the internal route and change ourselves. And if we need to be the change that we want to see in the world, just like you mentioned before, we need to do that.
Right. Well,
it does make a difference.
And this is, to me, the beauty of living in this country, is that it is about self-responsibility. When our founding fathers said this is a government of, for, by, we the people, that was significant. The other thing is Benjamin Franklin said that our Constitution was designed for a people of moral understanding. That's interpretive, okay? That's not word for word. But the fact is, morality reigns here. If we walk away from morality, then you get the chaos that's on steroids that we're dealing with right now. And I got to imagine, for some people, Marianne, this scares the holy what have you out of them, because they're going, wow, this is a huge mess. It's not just Hollywood. And they're finding out, hey, maybe it's in their neighborhood or it's where they work.
It's everywhere.
Yeah.
When, you know, even when that Ashley Madison issue broke, where that one website that involved married men, and then they started posting lists of people in your neighborhood that were signed up on that website. And it was shocking to so many people, but then people stay stuck in the shock. We can't be shocked all the time. We have to, you know, when Donald Trump was elected, he was elected to change the culture in the United States. And that is what's happening. And everybody's shocked. And we can't keep being reactive. We have to say, okay, what is good and what is bad in this situation? And what do we throw out what we can't tolerate and keep what is good and make the changes that are moving our country in a productive direction? And with all this, you know, sexual harassment stuff, and that stuff we need to get rid of.
Without a doubt. And to your point, Marianne, what I'm seeing is the potential, because if it can get this bad, that means it can get that much better. But we have to deal with it. Like you said, we got to get unstuck from the negativity of it and start, you know, getting out of it to say, okay, it's going to start with me. I'm going to start being that change like you and I talked about, and that I see in others, because so often, you know, it's easy for us to look at somebody else and say, oh, Harvey Weinstein, I can't believe it. You know, how disgusting. Or, you know, Joy Behar, you know, she grabbed him. I can't believe this. Or Al Franken and all that. But, you know, it is, sadly, it's part of our humanity, not held in check, right?
Right, Bill. We need to embrace what is, whether we like it or not. If we don't face what is, then we can never change it, because awareness is the beginning of change. And as soon as we're aware of something, if we stay stuck in the panic and chaos, then we won't change. But if we say, okay, this is what it is, and this is what I want it to be, and now let's make a plan, and let's communicate what we need to do with one another without rejecting and blaming one another.
Yeah, communicate, you know, presupposes that we have a desire to link up and network with others, not necessarily of like mind, but one to where we can have that conversation and reason together about what is a better way and how can we do it together, right?
Reasonable. That's right. Most people will talk to you if you give them a chance.
Marianne Clyde, expert in mental health in the workplace, speaking to businesses and associations about empowerment, team building, and relationship networking. Marianne, thank you so much for being with us. Great insight.
Bill, it's been great.
This report is brought to you by Sprint. Celebrating holidays and the new year, Sprint and Prince Royce are launching the Live Unlimited The Dreams Academy contest. Interested musicians and bands can upload a video showcasing their talents for a chance to win money and mentorship by Royce, helping turn dreams into reality. Entries must be in by December 31st. Supporters can vote for their favorite aspiring artist starting January 2nd. Prince Royce, award-winning artist and Sprint ambassador.
What's up, guys? It's Prince Royce. My friend and Sprint and I are excited to bring you the Live Unlimited Dreams Academy contest. The winner will receive $10,000 plus an in-person mentoring session with me. Make sure to enter and vote at sprint.com/dreams and share on social media using hashtags Live Unlimited and contest.
Enter at sprint.com/dreams now. No purchase necessary. Must be 18. Ends at 11:59:59 p.m. Eastern Time on December 31st, 2017. See contest official rules for details, including specifics on eligibility and entry requirements needed to qualify. Void where prohibited.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day?
Listening to Bill Martinez.
Do you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect heaven?
That sleeping child you're holding is a great.
Back with you, America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. I've got one of our favorite guests with us and a longtime friend. Gosh, I've known the Hudson Pillars, it seems, forever. I think we must have been joined in heaven before all this happened. I don't know. We just go on forever. I tell you, you guys are so special to me. Tammy Hudson-Piller, a pastor, certified Christian life coach, mentor, author, speaker, founder and executive director of Women of Influence, a women's movement that empowers women of God to embrace their story and find freedom and purpose. Her brand new book, Three Skips and a Jump to Becoming a Woman of Influence. Absolutely. If you've not had a chance to get your hands on it, you need to do this. Do not pass go. Collect $200, go straight, get your hands on her book, Three Skips and a Jump. It will bless you immensely. Men, you want to make sure, as a stocking stuffer, however way you want to do it, put a big bow around it, make sure your wife gets her hands on it. She will be blessed richly from this book. Absolutely awesome. Well, Tammy, you know, I just appreciate your time to be able to talk about, I think, what is happening is a golden opportunity for the church, for humanity at large, in dealing with all of this sex capades news that's been busting out ever since Harvey Weinstein from Hollywood and the casting couch to now we're finding out Beltway. There's a shush fund. $17 million of the people's money have been used to cover up some indiscretion of our elected officials. No bueno, huh?
No, I don't get it. I don't understand it. Are we there, Bill?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm stopping, you know, each time to look at this and say, okay, God, what are you showing us? And I'm sure that's the question that you've been asking as well, because like anything, I mean, this isn't a big surprise. Although some people have said to me, said, look at Bill, if this was true judgment, it would have happened first in the house of God. And I said, yeah, but it already did. Not that it was in total, but it definitely, there was a huge judgment that came down upon the house of God, upon the leadership of God and churches across the country, and we had an opportunity to deal with this back around the end of the century with Bill Clinton, and the people chose not to. They decided no, money was more important. Why are we talking about sex? Why are we talking about, you know, a young girl who is over the age? It's not like she's a teenager. I mean, forget the fact that she's a young, impressionable girl in the belly of the beast, in the headquarters of all power, outside of heaven, right there in D.C., and she is influenced, but yet in her own instinct, she understood what she was doing was not appropriate.
Right. You know, let me just take a moment. I kind of want to share a little with your audience. I have had a ministry and movement with women for years. I do run the organization Women of Influence, and so I understand coming from a woman's heart. And I want to speak to the audience based on a woman who empowers women and who believes that God's got place for women. But let me start our conversation with an interesting story. My husband and I have a ministry in L.A. we've had now for 12 years called L.A. God. And we minister and coach to young Hollywood. And that's actors and models and musicians and beautiful men and women who come to Hollywood with dreams. They come to Hollywood wanting to act and sing and perform and all the things that they dream of as children. And I'll never forget Bill sitting down after one of my coaching sessions with a beautiful young girl, a young actress, and she looked at me and she said, Tammy, how far is too far to go? And to be honest with you, Bill, at first it shocked me that she was even asking. And this particular girl had been given a place in a movie that we all know, and she was it was a sex scene. She was not having sex. She obviously had on what we would call pasties. She had things against her body.
Right.
She wasn't having any kind of intercourse with anyone, but in her mind, she had so justified her role as an actress, and she wanted to know how far could she go and God think it'd still be okay. And this is a young girl that's a Christian, and was pursuing, so she was so able to separate her role as an actress with herself. And I want to go deep here a little bit with you, because I was thinking about this when you asked me to speak on this. It's so easy for us to look at these young girls that make their way to Hollywood and say, there's two sides of the coin, Bill. There's those who say, well, you knew what you were getting into. You know, you knew if you really wanted to get to the big screen. I mean, there's no purity in Hollywood is what we want to think. Those of whom might be a little judgmental on our part to say you signing up for. And yet I think we have to all ask ourselves, do we do that? Do we set ourselves up for areas of compromise? Because this really has to do with compromise. I mean, I can look at a Weinstein, or you referred to Bill Clinton, or we can, you know, the list goes on and on and on of men who have taken advantage of women. And of course we know it's wrong. But if you would allow me to go so far and to say, who did the enemy come to in the Garden of Eden?
Absolutely.
Who was it that Satan approached first? And I've asked my husband many times, he's a great theologian, I said, do you think that Satan went to Adam first and just couldn't get through, therefore he went to Eve? And it's a good question. We don't have scripture. We don't know. But there was something that the enemy could get through to Eve. And I believe it's because she was a very emotional being. I believe women are emotional human beings. And I also believe there's something women want. They just want a little bit more. And so I feel in this whole sex scandal that both men and women have to look at their role in it. Their role in it. What is it that drives a woman to say, can I compromise and get just a little bit more for what I want? And men have to realize that women are emotional beings that men need to steward and love and protect for the kingdom.
Exactly. Well, Tammy, I think part of the answer is in that statement that God, you know, when God rendered judgment to Eve, and I sense that it broke God's heart because it wasn't his intent that woman would be less than.
Yeah.
But the curse of that, of her action, the consequence of her action was that she was not going to necessarily be an equal with her husband, but that she knew that there was going to be something off there, and there was going to be this contention, this this you know, it really is ungodly. It's not any blessing that God would want, but it was a judgment saying, look, because you acted out of order, because you stepped out of your position of authority and your position to complement, you're now going to be in a competitive spirit with your husband and with your mate. And I see that being demonstrated in the natural often. I don't know why God has opened my eyes to it. Maybe because I've witnessed it in my own personal life many times. I don't know, but I see that dynamic taking place. And the other thing is that here we are, on one hand, we're dealing with both the blessing and the curse. The blessing is the giftings and talents that God has given us, and what do we desire? What wakes us up at 3 o'clock in the morning but to express that? And when we're not able to, we get frustrated. So it's almost, in some cases, women and men cannot help but go to the lure and the light of the big screen and all the dangers of Hollywood, because their DNA calls out for them to have that expression, or to, as I say sometimes, have that that canvas to paint.
Well, and you know, Bill, as I'm pondering this night, since you asked me to be on the show with this topic, and it's a heavy topic. One that you know, everyone's sitting around the coffee shop talking about.
I asked your husband. He ran away.
Yeah, he wasn't touching him, right?
No, I'm teasing. But, I'm teasing. I knew you were the one to ask. Okay. And so, no. This was. Wait. I know we're going to get into something here. And guess what? We got to go to break and take care of some business.
Okay.
And so I don't want to step into it and then, you know, stop you real soon. So let's let's take a break while we can, and we'll come back and we'll finish it up. Okay. More from Tammy Hudson-Pillar on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America.
This report is brought to you by GSK. Cases and outbreaks of meningococcal disease, or meningitis, continue to be reported on college campuses in the United States. Teens and young adults attending college are at increased risk for meningitis because infectious diseases tend to spread wherever large groups of people gather together. Jamie Shanbaum, U.S. para athlete, meningitis survivor, and GSK spokesperson.
I was in my first semester at my dream college when I got sick. What I first thought was a flu turned out to be meningitis. I was in the hospital for 7 months, lost all 10 of my fingers, and had both legs amputated below the knee. I didn't know that meningitis could lead to that.
Although uncommon, meningitis can be fatal or cause disability, sometimes within 24 hours. In the United States, 1 in 10 of those who contract it will die, and 1 in 5 survivors will suffer lifelong impact. With many teens and young adults home for the holidays, take 5 minutes to talk to a doctor about the 2 different types of vaccines that help protect against the 5 vaccine-preventable groups of meningitis. Learn more at meningitis.com.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. Again, that's 800-211-8392.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Getting America back on track.
I'm addressing Christmas cards. Aren't they cute? Each one has a little bunny on it dressed up like a shepherd.
Bill Martinez live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Conversation, a heavy topic, admittedly, with Tammy Hotzenpiller, and probably one of the few people that I know of that we can have an open and vulnerable conversation about what is happening in our culture. What is God telling us, and what should be our response? Tammy, I had to cut you off abruptly, and I apologize. I know you're used to hearing that because your husband says that to you quite often, and he told me that's what I should say.
There you go. Full permission.
Okay, thank you. Okay, go ahead.
Well, you know, here's something that I want to mention. I believe that the enemy wants to intimidate us. It started in the garden when he came to Eve. And this because it's about power, Bill. All of this is about power. Whether it's a wine scene that wants power or whether it's a woman on the other side of it who has been intimidated. See, I tell my women that I coach all the time, the enemy will either come to intimidate you, which he wants to do, or he's going to fill you with pride.
Right.
And, you know, of course, if we look at the scripture, you know, there's the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. You know, the list goes on with how the enemy is going to come in those areas. And we find that in the garden. So, you know, as women, since we're emotional beings, the enemy is going to prey on that trigger. So he's going to come and he's going to try to make us feel intimidated. So I feel what we have to say, both as women, to say, be able to say no when you know it's not right.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you pursue going up into a hotel room
exactly.
with a Weinstein? Why would you, I'm reading an article right now, many girls, as I mentioned, I have a ministry in Hollywood, so I deal with these young actresses, and they want that role so bad. And until I coach them about their integrity and their personal worth, you know, Bill, I had a ministry when we lived in Denver, Colorado, and I think I may have told you this story before, at the Colorado School of Mines, and a beautiful young girl that I used to meet with, and she was a stripper. And she said, the only way that I could afford tuition at this major university in Colorado was to be a stripper.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, that's not true. She could have found other ways to make an income, but she had so been devalued as a young girl that that's the only value she saw in herself. So she compromised her personal integrity to be able to pay for an education to hopefully make something of herself one day. And by coaching her to help her understand her personal integrity and the value that God had placed on her, she was able to come out of that industry. And I can tell you today that she is actually a pastor's wife of a church in Arvada, Colorado, because she began to understand her personal integrity. So this message is to every woman to say, don't compromise your personal integrity for anyone. And to men who are speaking and saying, listen, if you think that you have to manipulate a woman for sex, to understand power, your power is not, that's not where your power comes from. Your
exactly.
power comes from understanding who you are and how you've been created in the image of Almighty God.
Amen. Well, and that's the opportunity, Tammy, that you speak of, is that if we see it through godly eyes, through eternal and eternal consequence, the tables are turned. And now we start getting back into our rightful positions as much as possible this side of heaven, knowing that we're dealing with the curse. And though we're dealing with the curse, God has given us the Holy Spirit to guide us along the way. God knew that we would have these battles. He didn't leave us alone so that we could just go on and be victims here. And it's not necessarily a piece of cake, but it's up to us to make a decision. And I believe what is happening in churches across the country, Tammy, is there are women, I believe there are men as well, who are coming in, and they're confused and they're fearful about this whole situation. Fearful maybe because they're part and parcel to this story and a consequence that maybe they need to face. And in order to deal with this straight up, they've got to be honest, and there's nothing like the daylight of sanitation to really go down and drain, you know, this ugliness, this infection that we have in our culture. And every time when I look back historically, Tammy, when there's a cleansing, it is the church that leads the way. And I believe the culture is starting to cry out and realize, hey, look, we can't do this. We don't, in our own humanness, we don't have the capability to really heal this situation. I mean, we are circling back. It reminds me of, you know, in the Old Testament, when the children were out in the desert and they kept coming back to Kadesh Barnea. And the reason they kept coming back is because they didn't get the lesson. And here we are. We're coming back. Yeah. We're like in the desert, going in circles. We've come back to this sex junk again. And because we're missing something. And here's the opportunity. And I'm just, you know, this is why I was looking forward to having you on, because I know that you're insightful and you are so connected to the heart of God and to women. And I know, and I wish, and in one sense, we were teasing about Phil not being here, but I think that the Phil's message to men again is their rightful position to come alongside the women of the church, their wives and others that they can complement and elevate and influence in a godly way.
Amen. Well, you know, let me just piggyback on that, because we need a revival in our land.
Amen.
We need a revival
Bottom line.
And it has to begin with the church. It has to begin where we humble ourselves and we pray for a righteous land. And we are at a crossroads in America right now, I believe. That God's hand is, I like to say this, God's hand has been on America right now. I believe it's hovering over America. I think in some ways it's almost been lifted somewhat. And we need it hot and heavy on this country. And we can sit here and talk all day about sex scandals and what's happening and what's happening in our world. But why don't we talk about, let's get back to the church getting on their knees, praying for revival and repentance. Let it start in the church. Let it start with God's people in the church. And so I've just been praying for a mighty revival. On one side, Bill, I'm equipping these women. I'm coaching these women. I'm helping them understand their dignity and their calling and who they are in Christ. But ultimately, it comes in understanding who we are by having a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, loving our brothers, we love ourselves, and really just an old-fashioned revival. That's what we need.
Amen. Well, and it always starts in the church. You know, Charles Finney said, a revival always happens when it's most needed. I don't know of another time I've been saying this, right? So I am right with you on this. It is about empowerment, and not empowerment just for, as as the world would see it. It's godly empowerment. And that empowerment stems from the purpose, the vision that God has for each one of us. You know, I love the Bible. It says that he dances over us and sings. And it reminds me of, you know, I happened to, when I was in Jerusalem last time, went to a special Shabbat. And there was a time where the husband sang over the wife. Oh, Tammy.
Oh, that's so good.
Oh, you couldn't. I'll tell you, it was such a beautiful manifestation, and I couldn't help but imagine. I go, this is our Father.
Yes.
Hovering over us, as you say, hovering, dancing over us, dancing, cheering us on, because as the Word says, He knows the end from the beginning. This isn't a theory. It's not like He just sent us out here and says, hey, Tammy, I'm just going to shoot you out like an arrow. If you hit something, okay. If you don't, no big deal. No big whoop, right?
Yeah.
No, it's a plan, a purpose with the end in mind. And He's just there watching us go to the finish line saying, okay, hey, you're on track. You're off track. No, you're on track.
Yeah.
And even when we're off track, it's not like, hey, you're off track, so, you know, that's the end of you. You know, I don't have any time for you, so party's over, right?
Yeah. That's so good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Bill, you know, if I just one thing I want to say here, because I've really been, this is a word God gave me, and I love it. He said, Tammy, know who your enemy is and know who your enemy's not. My enemy is not my husband. My enemy is not my neighbor, my mother, my father, my colleague. My enemy is Satan. Know who your enemy is and know who your enemy is not. And, you know, the Word of God tells us in 1 John 2:16, it says, for everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life come not from the Father, but from the world. And I think your listeners right now, there's three areas, and that's exactly in the Garden of Eden where Satan came. Remember he came to the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. And this whole scandal, it will always be where the enemy comes. He will always attack you, either in the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, or the pride of life. So, my friend, no, that's the enemy. That's where the enemy will come after you every time. So begin to pray over your spouse, as Bill just said. Sing over them, pray protection, and know how to target the enemy in your life and not your loved ones, you know, and those who really are for you and not against you.
Well, we have to take God's word seriously, Tammy. I think sometimes we read it and maybe out of obligation or a check mark to say, well, I did my daily devotion today. But are we having those meditative moments to realize what God is sharing with us is very powerful? And to your point, we're reminded that the weapons of our warfare are mighty. They're mighty in God. They're supernatural. Yeah. But if we don't tap into those, hey, we're an easy prey, and we're easily tipped over, aren't we?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, again, I think we need to be praying, again, like we said, for a mighty revival. But, you know, right now my mind goes to these young girls who have been so hurt.
Yeah.
And it's true. I mean, it's an arrow of the enemy that has wounded them. And we just need to pray for supernatural healing. And in our churches are not exempt from this. They truly aren't. Women come in every day who have been abused, and men too, victimized and abused and, you know, looking for position, looking for performance in unhealthy ways. So I just pray that, you know, we unite. You know, one thing we have at Influence Church here in Anaheim Hills in California is our prayer wall. And it's a mighty prayer wall. We see the community come every day to that prayer wall for healing. And, you know, we just believe that God is pouring out His Spirit in His last days. And so I know that, you know, your listeners want that as much as we want that. So we just continue to pray for a mighty revival and a spirit of healing over our nation.
Tammy Hudson-Pillar, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Tammy, how can people be in touch with you as we wrap this up?
Thank you. You can reach out to me. It's just at TammyHudsonPillar.com. Check out what we're doing with Women of Influence today. And I'd love for you to pick up one of my books. Just, you know, I'd love to hear from you. If you're a woman who God just has touched your heart by this message, please reach out to me. I'd love to hear from you.
Tammy, thank you so much. God bless.
Thanks, Bill.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't
Don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.